I pray this new year fill you with a spirit of dot, dot, dot. We're going to figure out what that dot, dot, dot is in the course of this homily today. But we're in this octave of Christmas. You know, when it comes to Christmas, don't we enjoy new things, new jewelry, new clothes, new toys, whatever it may be. Hey, when I was a kid, I enjoyed the new too. I remember one year I got a new toy tractor. You know, it was all in a box, and if I was smart as a kid, I would have kept it. Because you know what? Today, toy tractors are worth a lot of money, especially if they stay in the box. But that wasn't the way it was. You tore it open because it was meant to play with. And you know, even as I've aged, I get disheartened about how quickly old the new becomes just old. And so one year, Father Schuster was going to figure this out. He was going to do something about it. When I was a pastor in Jackson, Sherburn, and Lakefield, I decided to say I was going to keep 10 gifts. Okay, and when it came to the new year, it would have been 2023, I was going to open one in January, one in February, March, April, May. Spirit of Christmas was going to go on and on and on. All of this with this idea of new. So that's what I do. Every month I'd open a gift, and lo and behold, most of them happened to be homemade, you know, candy and stuff like that. It was kind of hard, all right? But I kept one gift because it kind of perplexed me. It was about like this, about like that, and about like that. So you kind of get an idea. And I opened it up, and inside I was shocked by what I saw. Because in it was a Tupperware container full of soup, homemade soup. Now, I've never had anyone wrap homemade soup before. And there was no note on it that said, caution, open quickly, open soon. So you know what? Because it was in Tupperware, I couldn't smell it. Tupperware did its job, but needless to say, I never did open it. Okay, I didn't open it. And that's the case of something new becoming something very old in a hurry, and I've never done that exercise ever again. Okay, I kind of learned. But as when it comes to something new, I think we really do have to be honest with ourselves. And I just wrote this down. Some things new are worth celebrating. We think about a new toy, new clothes, a new cure. Some new things are approached with guarded optimism, like a new acquaintance, a new teacher, a new principal, a new boss. Meanwhile, other new things are celebrated, are causes of no celebration at all. A new pain somewhere, shocking diagnosis, an unexpected bill when finances are already tight. And as we gather today, we do celebrate that idea of the new. We are in a new year. And when it comes to this new year, I just want you to realize that the list that I just shared with you, I could go around this church and I could find people that fit every one of those bills. Okay, some people approach 2023 with, you know, with celebration. 2022 was great. My prayer now is that 2023 be just as good with that new hope, that new life. Some people approach it with a more guarded optimism. Okay? You know, we realize 2022 is behind me. And while it was okay, you kind of approach 2023 and say, you cross your fingers and say, is it possible they could be just as good? I don't know. Meanwhile, if I say today, Happy New Year, some people, it might take all of their power to want to shout back at me and say, I don't find anything happy right now because of things like this. The loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, pain in a family, an illness which I just found out is terminal. And on and on and on we go. And so with that in mind, when it comes to 2023, I'm not trying to dash any hope. I just want to be realistic. You know what? 2023 is going to have joys. It's going to have sorrows. It's going to have happy times. It's going to have difficult times. It's going to also have times in which we're truly saints. And there's time that we're the greatest sinners in the world. That's the way life goes. And yet, in the midst of all of it, we come back to that dot, dot, dot that I gave you earlier. Because what I said was this: I pray that this new year find you filled with the spirit of, and here it is, P E-A-C-E. Peace. Peace. A peace that knows what comes our way. Joy, sorrows, good times, difficult times, times in which we're saints, time in which we're sinners. We know that God is there. In fact, on January 1st, 1968, Pope Paul VI declared January 1st of every year to be a World Day of Prayer for Peace. Peace. And so as we gather today, we remember the words of the Holy Father. And what did he wish? He wished what upon the world? He wished peace upon the world. And that's what we find in our readings of today. Our gospel tells us this, and I quote, "When the shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph, the infant, lying in a manger, they made known the message that was told them about this child." Now, what was the message? Do you remember how that story went? The angels are out shepherding their sheep. All of a sudden, an angel comes. The glory of God shone, and we realize they're terrified. They're terrified. And all of a sudden, an angel speaks up and says these words, "Do not be afraid. For today, behold, I tell you, I come to you to claim good news with great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, as Messiah and Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And so what do? They decide to see, is this true? So they go, and upon laying eyes on this infant, realizing the words are true, these are the three things that are stated today. Number one, we were told by an angel to go to the city of David, and here we are in Bethlehem. Number two, we were told to look for a sign in Bethlehem, to seek an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, and that's what we see. And number three, we were told that upon seeing this infant child, we were to announce, not to keep it quiet, to announce that this child is the Savior who is the Messiah and Lord. And upon hearing the words, all present were amazed. Even Mary's amazed. Because what do? She takes the words and she ponders them and she keeps them close to their heart. And yet, the story doesn't end. Okay, it doesn't end. The announcement by the shepherds, by the angel. Okay, do you remember what happens next in the Nativity story? The angel comes, announces all of this that I just shared with you, and what comes next? We realize that with that angel, there's a choir of angels. And they join their voices, and this is what they say. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, what? Peace. There it is. Peace to all on whom my favor rests. There it is. In the Christmas story, the word is peace. And it's the peace that I pray we take with us in this new year. Remember, there's going to be joy, sorrows, difficult moments, great moments. There's going to be times of saints, time that we're sinners. But remember in that, God is with us. And where God is, we find peace. And so keeping that in mind, let's conclude today by praying through the intercession of our mother today, through the great words that we've been taught together. Let's pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A happy new year to all of you. So let's stand together. And as we profess our faith, I'm going to get another roll of hosts. We've got a good crowd today. We didn't expect this many, so that's a great thing. So I'll get that ready, and let's stand and let's pray.